Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Most people feel that way before the sermon. We love you. Disciple came to his master. He said, "Master, I want to be the teacher of truth." The master looked at him sternly. He said, "You want to be a teacher of truth? Are you sure?" The disciple said, "I am." The master said, "Are you prepared to be ridiculed, ignored, starving, that your words will be taken and twisted until you're 45 years old?" The disciple said, "Yes, master, I am. But, master, I must ask you, what happens when I turn 45 years old?" The master said, "Well, by that time you get used to it." A teacher of the truth, the one who called himself the way, the truth, and the life, he knows that following the way of the truth is not easy. It's difficult. And he shows the way many times. And if you want to really get a clear picture of Jesus, listen to his parables. Parables of the kingdom of God. The kingdom where God is present. Where things all come together in a harmony. Where all are included. No one's excluded. Everybody is viewed as a child of God. A world of love and wholeness and integrity and goodness. Jesus' parables are his ways of trying to open us to this reality and to live in this reality now. Jesus' parables, you see, are many ways in contrast to what the Israelites of his day, the Jews of his day, thought, because they thought the Messiah would be a great conqueror and come in and overthrow Rome, and Israel would have the great kingdom like it had under King David and Solomon. Even today, Ezekiel, when he talks about in his parable, well, you take the great cedar and you put it on top of a high mountain and this big and better. But isn't that the way we tend to see things as good? They're bigger and better, bigger bank accounts, bigger GNP, bigger cars, bigger houses. It's bigger. Bigger is best. And so you think when you hear the truth, it's big. It's big stuff. But perhaps we're looking for truth. Perhaps we're looking for the kingdom of God in all the wrong places. Jesus often said, "Let him or her who has ears to hear, hear. With eyes to see, see." Hear what? See what? In a gospel that didn't make it because it was a Gnostic gospel, the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus says, "The kingdom of the Father is spread out over the whole earth, and people do not see it." Perhaps the kingdom of God is happening right under our noses. Every day. In little ways. In often overlooked ways. On sometimes discounted ways. In the tiny, tiny seeds. The mustard seeds of love. Care. Sensitivity. Understanding. Are often happening right under our noses. Seeing and hearing the kingdom of God takes the help of the Holy Spirit, and to be still, to be quiet, to be patient, to truly look, to truly hear, to truly trust that God's working often in the unexpected places. In the tiny seed of a Galilean teacher and a few disciples. In the tiny seed of a smile and a listening ear to somebody that needs to tell you something. In the tiny seed of one who works for a more just and free society where all are welcome, all people have the right to vote. In the tiny seed of saying, "Daddy, I love you." In the tiny seed of daily prayer and Bible reading. In the daily seed of taking time on this beautiful Father's Day and coming to church and coming up from Virginia and D.C. and coming from all over to be with our fathers and our families, remembering our fathers in heaven and to thanking God for them. In the tiny seed of accepting discomfort in the way of truth, truth, capital T, and sometimes pain. In the tiny seed of opening a little bit to a different point of view, a different person and a different style of living and looking and a different accent, a different language, to try to understand that person. In these and many other ways, God is working in our lives, in our church, in our community, in our world. For out of these seeds, God raises first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain of wheat in the head until it's ripe. Such is the kingdom of God. And the parables of Jesus are the parables that are meant to be really listen to use your imagination, to open your heart and soul, to let the Holy Spirit work through the holy words of Jesus to touch you and percolate in your soul. In fact, scholars call these parables a tensive symbol, a symbol that percolates and keeps working on you after they're told. Jesus tells us today, with many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Jesus' use of parables was his way of teaching the truth of the kingdom of God. And whenever he explained it to the disciples, they probably understood it a little bit like we did, but they really understood it on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down and opened their hearts and opened their eyes to understand Jesus, the Spirit of God. So the parable itself is all you need to hear. In fact, I'm doing you an injustice, even commentary on the parable, because the parable is itself enough to percolate in you. But being a pastor, I'm going to say one more thing anyway. I'm going to tell you a story. A disciple once complained to his master, "You tell stories and never reveal their true meaning to us." The master replied, "How would you like it if someone offered you fruit and chewed it before they gave it to you?" The parable is meant to speak to you itself, with no embellishments, to think about these parables today and let them percolate inside of you. Let Jesus speak to you personally through the parable, through itself. One can find your meaning for you, how Jesus talks to you personally, and becomes your response to the truth, the kingdom of God. Let the parable seed of that parable work in you to open your eyes and open your ears to know the kingdom of God that's in our midst, that's with us, even in us. And listen to where you feel totally alive and full of the love of God, and then act. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.